ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 8, the story of Pingala, text number 30. Pingalo vacha, aho me moha viditam. Aho me moha vitatim. पश्यता विचितात्मनः याकान्दादसदकामम् कामयेन बालिशा
पिंगलोवाच
अहो मे मोह विततम् पश्यदा विजितात्मनः याकान्दात् अथतः कामम् कामयेन बालिशा पिंगलोवाच अहो मे मोह विततिम् पश्यदा विजितात्मनः याकान्दात् अथतः कामम् कामयेन बालिशा पिङ्गलोवाच अहो मे मोह विदतिम् पश्यदा विजितात्मनः याकान्दात् असतः कामम् कामयेन बालिशा पिङ्गला उवाच सेड् अहो ओ मे मै मोह ऑफ इल्यूशन वितातिं एक्सपेंशन पश्यता जस्ट सी एवरीवन अविजितात्मनः ऑफ वन हूज माइंड इज नॉट कंट्रोल्ड या विच पर्सन मी कांतात फ्रॉम अ लवर असतः यूजलेस इनसिग्निफिकेंट कामम लस्टी प्लेजर कामये आई डिजायर येना बिकॉज बालिशा आई एम अ फूल ट्रांसलेशन द प्रोस्टिट्यूट पिंगला सेड जस्ट सी हाउ ग्रेटली इल्यूशन्ड आई एम बिकॉज आई कैनॉट कंट्रोल माय माइंड जस्ट लाइक अ फूल आई डिजायर लस्टी प्लेजर फ्रॉम एन इनसिग्निफिकेंट मैन This is purport by servants of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In material existence, all of the senses are attracted by different objects, and thus the conditioned soul becomes a first-class fool. The cause of material life is one's indifference to the absolute truth. The conditioned soul considers himself to be the lord and enjoyer of the material world, and considers the purpose of life to be sense gratification. The more one tries to enjoy the material world, the more one's illusion increases. It appears from this verse that prostitute Pingala was not only earning her livelihood through prostitution, but was actually enjoying her illicit contact with innumerable men. The word Kanta Asataha indicates that she was freely selling herself without discrimination to the most ordinary and useless men, considering them to be lovers. Thus she says, I was a great fool. The word Balisha means one who has a childish mentality without practical experience of right and wrong. Om Jnana Timrandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanyutam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanyutamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So in the pastime of Pingala, so far as the story was going on, this is coming to a very interesting section, an interesting statement by Pingala. So here, Pingala is feeling that whatever she was doing is completely wrong. And she is feeling she is a fool, completely illusioned by the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. So she is coming to a great realization that whatever she has done is wrong, or she is accepting her mistake. This is like anyone coming to Krishna consciousness, anyone coming to the process of devotional service, he comes to the conclusion that whatever I have done in my pre-Krishna conscious life is just foolishness, just illusion. We say, you know, I was in Maya completely. And by the mercy of the Lord and His devotees, now we are able to perform devotional service. So, here, Srila Prabhupada says, it is very healthy to have such kind of attitude. That is, whatever moment, whatever life I have spent without Krishna consciousness, without association of the devotees, that was just waste. I just wasted a lot of my time. So, Prabhupada says, that kind of healthier approach to see the past is good, but doesn't mean one has to be just morose. Okay, I have done a lot of nonsense, now, you know, what can I do? No. One should take it as an impetus to sincerely serve the Lord. So that is the instruction given by Srila Prabhupada. So here, Pingala is coming to the same conclusion. That is, whatever she has done in her life is completely wrong. And as we can understand, it is completely sinful. It is abominable activity that she was performing. However, as the previous verse mentioned, she waited for someone to stop by so that she can get some wealth and also she can enjoy. However, that night nobody came. She tried her best Still, she didn't succeed. And that indifference developed in her heart. And the devotion sprouted from her heart. And due to that, she came to this conclusion that whatever I have done is wrong. Now, this verse we can see, if somebody develops the understanding that is, okay, the aim of life is to pursue about the absolute. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. If one comes to that platform, then naturally one comes to this conclusion that whatever I have done, not in connection with Krishna, was completely wrong. And I have to take up the process of devotional service. So we can see this is the manifestation, this is the actual beginning of human form of life for Pingala. She is considering that is Atato Brahma Jigyasa. She is starting the process. Now, for any problem, there is a root cause. You know, there is root cause analysis. So for her, she is actually mentioning why everything went wrong. She mentions this point that she says, because I cannot control my mind. Just like a fool, I desire lusty pleasure from an insignificant man. So what kind of pleasure, how much pleasure can she obtain from an insignificant man? Not much. So because of her uncontrolled mind, she came upon this situation. And now there is a change, a transformation of her heart. So now let's see how all of a sudden bhakti can sprout impregnated in her heart. How is it possible? How the bhakti is suddenly generated? You know, we can see, okay, for us also we can say, okay, we were not devotees. We came to Krishna consciousness and at some point, okay, some bhakti is sprouting or a little bit of devotion is coming to the heart. But as the verses progress here, we see Pingala, she got pure devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not just ordinary bhakti, it is prema. It has got the highest bhakti in her heart. So how is it possible? So in Shastra, there is very nice analysis given how and what is the cause of bhakti. How bhakti is generated. So it is like, if you want to understand bhakti, we have to understand what are some features of bhakti. What is the cause of bhakti, how it is generated, if we try to understand. First of all, we have to understand what are the characteristics of pure bhakti. So one of the main important characteristics of bhakti that actually shares with the Supreme Lord is his independence. The Lord is independent. Krishna is independent. He is Swarat, as Bhagavatam says. Janmadasyataha Anyoyat Idrata Chatreshu Apigya Swarat. So he is Swarat. The Supreme Lord is Swarat. He is completely independent. There is no cause as such for his actions. For his Leela, there is no cause. It is just his sweet will. So when we see Krishna's appearance in this world, Krishna came in the Yadu dynasty. So it is, as it is said, Kechit Rahur Ajam Chata Punya Shravana Sekirtaye Yado Priyasya Anyovaye Malesyeva Chandanam. That is just like in the Chandan means the sandalwood. Sandalwood can appear, it can grow anywhere in the world. But there is some speciality, that is Malesyeva Chandanam. That is when the sandalwood is grown in the Malaya hills, then actually it glorifies the Malaya hills. In other words, the Malaya hills becomes famous. In the same way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can appear anywhere. He is fully independent. But it is said, when he appeared in the Yadu dynasty, it is actually to glorify the devotees of the Supreme Lord. So it is Punya Shravanasya Kirtaye. Punya Shravana is the great devotees of the Lord. And Kirtaye for their glorification, to increase their fame. So here, Krishna out of his own sweet will, he appeared in the Yadu dynasty. Now, actually the reason for his appearance, Kunti Devi continues. She says, okay, Atare Vasudevasya Devakyamcha Abhyagat Yajita Abhyagat Ajastamasya Kshemaya Vadhaya Cha Suradvisham. So it's not finished. She's telling, okay, then you Vasudeva and Devaki, you performed so much of austerities in previous lives and requested the Supreme Lord to appear. So that is another reason for his appearance. Then again, okay, Vadhaya cha Suradusham, to kill the demons. In the other two verses also the reason continues. One is, she says, okay, the Bhumi Devi, out of his, you know, the heaviness of the weight of all the asuras, approached Brahma and Brahma requested the Supreme Lord to appear. So there are several reasons we can see for the appearance of the Supreme Lord. However, he remains independent. None of this is actually causing him to come because he is causeless. His activities are causeless. So the effect we can see all these things. That is, it is a glorification of the Yadu dynasty. It is actually diminishing the burden of the earth. And also to spread the holy name, to spread the bhakti towards the Supreme Lord. These are the various effects of his appearance. So the real reason, one reason remains, he is out of his sweet will. Krishna appears out of his sweet will. Same with Lord Ram. He came in the Suryavamsha, in the Raghu dynasty, out of his own sweet will, because he is independent. So why I am mentioning this point is because bhakti also shares the same potency as Krishna. That is, Bhakti Devi is also independent. So she can also come, appear in anyone's heart. We cannot say it. Bhakti is considered causeless. So it's very difficult actually to understand. If we say bhakti is causeless, then you know how can we practice this process? Because there has to be some reason. So we will see that. And one more interesting point is when we say Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yado Bhakti Ratokshade Ahetuki Apratihata. Two more features is Ahetuki, that is the causeless. So when we define the pure bhakti, when it appears, it is causeless and it is apratihata. It cannot be interpreted by any material cause. So this is the feature of bhakti. Now, when we try to see from the scriptures, from Bhagavatam, how this bhakti is sprouted, how it is developing in the heart of a devotee, there is one verse from Bhagavatam. It says, Yadrichaya mat kathitau jadashrathau tuya puman na nirvartanno nadi sakto bhakti yogo asya siddhida. So this is from 11th canto, 20th chapter, verse number 8. It says, if somehow or other, by good fortune, one develops faith in hearing and chanting my glories, such a person, being neither very disgusted with nor attracted to material life, should achieve perfection through the path of loving devotion to me. Okay, so it's Krishna's statement. Here, we had to actually focus on one word, that is yadrichaya. It is translated as, if somehow or other by good fortune. So the bhakti is written, the bhakti is developing by somehow or other, by good fortune. So it's actually difficult to understand. How can bhakti develop by just good fortune or somehow or other? So don't know. So here it's actually talking about the pure devotion and it is developing by some good fortune. So the analysis is given, how can we really understand? If we say that good fortune, what is that good fortune? Say, then we can think, we can get that good fortune, then we can get bhakti. So what is that good fortune? So if that good fortune is, you know, is a good man, you know, has done so much of pious activities, very nice, you know, well behaved, done enough charity, if we consider that aspect, that the results of that pious activity as good fortune, then actually bhakti is not independent. Bhakti is dependent on the piety of the person. But as we can understand, it cannot be the case. How can the piety of a person produce bhakti? Not possible. Then on the other hand, if you take the opposite of that, that is, if it is lack of good fortune, so I don't have bhakti because lack of good fortune, then also it is wrong, because then also it means that bhakti is still becoming dependent on good fortune. Because it is lack of good fortune, I don't have bhakti. So this is a confusion. So actually it is written, it is a confusing statement. Yadrichaya. So we had to go further. We had to see a little bit more further what is the reason behind bhakti. So it is written. Next possibility is, what is the possibility? After this, if it is, you know, somehow or other, it's not a valid statement. Nor if you say causeless, maybe I think you will come to the conclusion very fast. So we'll go step by step. Okay. So if you say causeless is also a problem. Because how can it be causeless? Can anyone be satisfied if you say causeless? Bhakti is produced causeless or by good fortune. It's not a satisfactory answer. So next possibility is, can it be because of Lord's mercy? Can bhakti develop because of Lord's mercy, kripa? So bhakti means it's an energy of the Lord. It is bhakti shakti. That's the reason she has her independence just like that of the Supreme Lord. And can it be produced just by Lord's mercy? Yeah, in one sense, yes. But there are some effects. Then the question can ask, what causes the Supreme Lord to produce that bhakti? Okay. We accept, okay, the bhakti is coming from the mercy of the Lord. Then what causes the Supreme Lord to give that mercy? If you think in that direction, okay, the Supreme Lord is also causeless. His actions are causeless. So how can we induce the Supreme Lord to produce bhakti which is causeless? So this is again a confusion. Okay, so the analysis goes further. So this is like some interesting statement. So next possibility is, if we consider that bhakti is impregnated in the heart of a devotee by the mercy of the Lord, okay, then there is a problem. That is okay, we accept. Okay, in the heart of a devotee, by the mercy of the Lord, the bhakti is impregnated. Then one can ask an interesting question. Okay, it is right, the Lord is supposed to be fair. Then why there are devotees and why there are non-devotees? The Lord's mercy is, yes, you know, it should be like, you know, the raining. Raining means the rain should fall everywhere. Then if Lord's mercy is coming to everyone, then why are, you know, some are devotees and some are non-devotees? What is the reason for that? So apparently Lord looks biased. You understand? He's unfair. Some people he is giving bhakti, pure devotion he is easily giving, and some demons he is killing. Where is the where is a fair game in this? Can you see anything fair? But this is actually, even though Krishna is doing like this, Krishna is glorified for that, because it is said it is an embellishment in the character of the Supreme Lord. That is, he is killing demons and he is protecting his devotees. So we cannot question this action of the Supreme Lord, because that is his pure nature and it is glorified. When he kills all the demons, so many demons he has killed, but all of them are being glorified. And Krishna is also known as Bhakta Varsala. He is famous as Bhakta Varsala because he protects his devotees in all the circumstances. All the circumstances. In Vrindavan, the cowherd boys were just entering into the mouth of Aghasur. And they were thinking, okay, Krishna is there, we don't care. You know, we just go in. They could see there was some, you know, big opening of the mouth. They could realize that it was not a cave. There is something more than that. Still they entered. They just had a look at Krishna. And Krishna protected. So Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. He protected Arjun. He protected Pandavas. So many. So he is glorified for his action. Even though he protects his devotees and kills the demons. Now, so this is one step. Next step is, okay, actually if we say Krishna is not directly giving bhakti to everyone, then we can see the preachers of Krishna consciousness. They should give devotion to everyone. But even preachers are of different classes. Anyone says, what are the different levels of devotees? It's not preachers directly, but different levels of devotees. Anyone knows? Kanishta, Madhyama and Uttama. So Kanishta is not very capable of preaching, isn't it? Because Kanishta situation is like, if somebody gives an opposing statement, he himself changes his faith. So, a Kanishtha cannot be a preacher. Then who preaches? Basically, who preaches? A Madhyama Bhakta. So, Madhyama Bhakta, when he preaches, there is a problem. He is not actually giving mercy to everyone. Even though we are aspiring, or at least I am aspiring Madhyama Bhakta, still, when we don't preach to everyone. He understands the position of the Supreme Lord. He understands he is the only object of love. But he discriminates between the people. He discriminates between the atheistic people who are against the Supreme Lord and who are innocent. So it is not that he is giving mercy to everyone. He is biased. So when we preach, we are discriminating. Because otherwise we cannot survive. You know, our bhakti, our devotion will get affected. So a preacher has to discriminate. It's compulsory. In Madhyama platform, one has to discriminate. To understand who is, okay, non-devotee, that is fine. Among non-devotees, innocent people one can preach, and envious people one has to avoid. So that is the condition. So even from a Madhyamadhikari, one cannot develop bhakti. In the sense, to everyone. To some, they can. But if we consider, in general, to everyone, not possible. Because Madhyama Bhakta cannot preach to a person who is against the Supreme Lord, who is envious of the Supreme Lord, and who challenges the scriptures. Not possible. So, in this regard, the final conclusion is that the only reason for bhakti in this world is by the mercy of a pure devotee. Then why? Why by the mercy of? It's not even Madhyamadhikari is not possible. Only by an Uttamadhikari, only a Uttama Bhakta, a pure devotee who can actually give bhakti. That is the only way. That is the only single reason for producing bhakti. Now, how is it possible? Because Krishna is completely independent and he is causeless. And how by the mercy, by the desire of a pure devotee that the bhakti is being manifested? How is it possible? The reason is, even though Krishna is fully independent, he is subservient to someone. What is that? Whom? To whom? To his pure devotee. So that is one of the important feature of bhakti. It is said, Sri Krishna Akarshani. It is said, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam Priya Varga Samanyutam Bhaktir Vashi Karotiti Sri Krishna Akarshani Mata. The feature of bhakti, pure bhakti, is that Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam. The word Prema Bhajam is very interesting. Prema means love. Prema Bhajam means addicted to love. So, Krishna's pure devotees can make Krishna addicted to pure devotion. So Krishna becomes, even though he is fully independent, everything, still he becomes addicted to the prema of his devotees. He becomes prema bhajam. It's like devotees are addressed as bhakti bhajam. Because devotees are performing and they are completely involved in the process of devotional service. So devotees are addressed as bhakti bhajam. Whereas Krishna, he is addressed as prema bhajam. Because he is getting trapped by the prema of his devotees. Then it said, it's not that with prema only Krishna is attracted, but Krishna along with his pure devotees. His Priyavarga Samanyutam. It's not only Krishna, Priyavarga Samanyutam. Priyavarga Samanyutam means all his dear devotees, they are also attracted to pure devotion of a particular devotee. So that is the potency of pure devotion. So Krishna, the word Krishna means all attractive. But Sri Krishna Akarshani means he is attracting. Akarshan means attracting. So Krishna, who is all attractive, is being attracted by the pure devotion. Just like Radharani, how she attracts Krishna. So that is Sri Krishna Akarshani. In Sri Krishna Akarshani, in the word, Sri actually refers to Priyavarga Samanyutam. That is along with, it's not just Krishna, Sri is referring to all the dear devotees of Krishna. So it is like Narada Muni actually tells this statement to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He says, you are actually in the material world. Okay, it's a bad statement. He says, "Yum nirloke vada bhuri bhaga." Narada Muni says, "Yum, you people, you Pandavas, you are in the material world, which implies you are the most unfortunate. If somebody is in the material world, it's not the great fortune to be in the material world." But Narada Muni says, "Bata means, however, bhuri bhaga. Bhuri means the immense in quantity. To great quantity, you are bhaga in opulence. Even though you are in the material world, you are completely opulent to the fullest degree. Why?" He says, "Lokam punanam munirabhayanti." The sages who can actually purify the whole three worlds, they are just visiting the palace of Yudhishthira Maharaja and other Pandavas. So, they are the most fortunate. Now, why all these great sages are coming to the palace of Yudhishthira Maharaj? Because Esham Guhan Avasididi Sakshat Gudham Param Brahma Manishalingam. The Supreme Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a human being is now living in the palace of Yudhishthira Maharaj. So, even the pure devotees are attracted to the devotion of the pure devotee Yudhishthira Maharaj. You see, so the attraction, the devotion is attracting not only Krishna, also his Priyavarga, the pure devotees. So, since that devotion is attracting Krishna, Krishna becomes subservient to his devotees. And then, when a pure devotee is actually desiring to give devotion to others, that becomes manifest. So, that is the reason the cause of bhakti ultimately is the mercy of a pure devotee. So, we can see in ISKCON, the whole ISKCON is manifested because of one reason. That is mercy of Srila Prabhupada. It means a pure devotee, he actually desired from his heart, he had the pure devotion for the Lord, and by the mercy of him, the Supreme Lord, allowed to develop bhakti in a lot of people around the world. So we can see how that bhakti is being caused by the bhakti of a pure devotee. So it is said, bhaktiya, sanjataya, bhaktiya. That is, from bhakti, bhakti is developed. So the bhakti of a pure devotee, bhakti is developed. So even though now preaching is going on, you know, there can be many, many Madhyama Adhikaris, many, many preachers in ISKCON. But ultimately, the source of that bhakti is from Prabhupada, pure devotee, Prabhupada. So in the whole analysis, the ultimate cause of bhakti, even though it is causeless, is mercy of a pure devotee. Now, when we apply this principle to Pingala, for Pingala what happened? Suddenly, devotion generated in her heart, even though she didn't do anything particularly. One day she was completely unsuccessful and she was frustrated. That was the only thing. But from there, you know, by frustration cannot generate bhakti. Devotion cannot just come from frustration. There has to be something, some missing link. So it is actually explained that the reason for the devotion, that sudden devotional development of Pingala, is that she got the mercy of Dattatreya. It's actually both Jiva Goswami and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur both mentioned she got the mercy of Dattatreya. So her guru is actually Dattatreya. So he came upon one day, one night actually, the same night, to her courtyard, and from that she got the mercy. And then the transformation of heart took place. So it was not all of a sudden. It was actually it was all of a sudden, but it was not just like that. But there was the cause, that is, the Lord actually came as the Guru and he gave the mercy. Now, another one point I would like to mention in this purport is, the more one tries to enjoy the material world, the more one's illusion increases. So, this is an interesting statement. It's also increasing. That is, as we go inside the illusory energy of the Lord more, we will be completely illusioned. And when we try to, this happens when we try to enjoy the material opulence, the material senses. When we try to go for sense gratification, the more we go, the more we are illusioned and more we are away from Krishna. It is like Prabhupada mentions, give the example of throwing some petrol into fire. Sense gratification is like that. It actually increases the fire. It doesn't extinguish. It increases. Because it has the potency to cover us more. It is like one story is there, interesting story, you know, the Kaupin story. Yeah, there was a young Brahmin and he was single, he was a brahmachari and he had two Kaupins and a cloth to wear. So his guru instructed, yeah, you can live on the bank of a river, you do your sadhana, you know, you study your shastra, swadhyay, and you know, you can take bath, you can dry the clothes, and just keep going like that. You continue your life like this. So our young Brahmin, he thought, okay, I am going like this. But one day he found his kaupin was torn. So he, you know, did the analysis, why this happened. So he found it is because of a rat. So when he found it is because of rat, he thought about a remedy. How can, you know, the rat is creating so much of trouble. So we know, you know, if the rat is creating problem, if we have a cat, then problem is solved. So he got a cat. And cat, it was functioning very nicely because cat, you know, he's happy, he's getting his food, eating the rat, so things were going nicely. But then this cat needs something to drink. You know, cat is not free maintenance, you know, it needs something to eat, something to drink. So he realized cat needs some milk. So to have milk, there was no, you know, no calls or, you know, he couldn't go and get some milk. He needs to grow something, you know. One, cow is required. Without cow, where is the milk? This old age, you know. So he got a cow. And now he has got the cow, he has got the cat, and rat problem was pretty much solved. But maintenance of cow was very difficult. Too difficult. Because he has to feed. You know, it's not like, you know, I don't want milk today, so I will not feed cow today. That will not work. Cow has to be fed every day, whether you get milk or not. So maintenance became a bit of a trouble. So he thought, okay, I need a wife, I should get married. Then, you know, somebody is there to take care of the cow. Then the whole, the cycle will flow very smoothly. So he thought he got married. So, you know, he has his wife, he has his family, and he wanted a house. He constructed a house. As a house, he has his wife, he has his cow, cat, and rats. But at this stage, there was one problem. He didn't have any money. So he had to go out and he started working. And working was very difficult because it takes a lot of time. So practically, the time for him to concentrate on Krishna consciousness was much low. And he was getting disturbed. At that point, he met with his guru. And guru asked, how is everything? He said, things are not well. Practically, I have no time for sadhana. So busy. You know, I have my family, I have my wife, my children, cow, this, that, so many things. He gave a list. Then guru said, okay, how everything started? So he said, you know, I wanted one extra kaupin. So the whole problem started from one extra kaupin. So basically, he transgressed the instruction of his guru. So he went into the whole material entanglement. So that is the case always. That is, everything starts from a small thing, but it actually expands. Here there is one word, expands. Pingala also makes the statement. Yeah, vitatim, expansion. So everything is expanding. The material desire is expanding. It is like Ajamal. Ajamal, he just had a look of the abominable scene. You know, a man and a woman mingling intimately. Just had a look, just a thought. Then it became his contemplation. Then from that contemplation, it became hankering to associate with her. Then he took that prostitute as his maidservant. Eventually, he kicked his wife and family away. Then he got married. Then he got produced children. He even ate the whole foodstuff cooked by this lady. Then what happened? He went more and more into illusion. He was doing all the robbery. He was, you know, he was doing cheating. You know, he went into the whole series of crimes. Everything just started from just a look. From there, the whole thing, the illusion, was going deeper and deeper. So this is the nature. That's the reason it's mentioned. As one progresses in sin gratification, he is being covered more and more by the illusory energy of the Lord and going away from the Absolute. So in conclusion, I will summarize a few points. One is, in this statement, when Pingala suddenly developed the devotion, actually that part is given in the next verse, but suddenly when she developed this devotion, it is due to the mercy of someone. And that is written as Dattatreya. And we have to understand, in our movement, the whole thing is coming. The bhakti is generated by Srila Prabhupada and also other previous acharyas. So that is the only reason. Bhakti can only produce bhakti. So that is the root cause of everything. And the material illusion, the sense gratification, it actually pouring petrol or, you know, the fuel into the fire. It just increases the flame of material existence. Okay. Thank you. Any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
I just wondered if you have any exchanges between
Dattatreya and... I was preparing the class, I was just thinking yesterday, and today morning I was having a look, then I had a look at the commentaries. Then in both the commentaries, that is Krama Sarvantarbha, Jiva Goswami and Vishwanatha Chakravarti, both write this point that it is by the mercy of the Dattatreya. So in Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, in Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, he has written that night Dattatreya came by chance in her courtyard and he slept there. And he came to Pingala's courtyard and he slept there. Or he spent some time somewhere in her courtyard, and from him Pingala got the mercy. That's all written. So today morning I was actually wondering, because the whole analysis I was thinking, where the cause of bhakti, where the bhakti is produced from. But when it came upon Pingala, I can't find any cause. Because nothing is mentioned. But in the commentary it is mentioned, it is the mercy of the Dattatreya. So that is an it. That's right, yeah. But there is no mention of the Dattatreya in the purport or in the Bhagavatam, there is no mention. But the Acharya's commentaries, they mention that it is by the mercy of the Dattatreya. But there are no exchanges mentioned in that, so we don't know how the whole thing happened. Anything else?
How is spiritual master doing bhakti?
How spiritual master? So that is the whole way. Pure devotee can give bhakti because he has bhakti.
He sows the seed in the heart.
Yeah. Bhakti is from bhakti, so if he has bhakti, he can give bhakti. Yes, bro.
Look in the contrast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I was thinking the same. No. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
There's
a interesting, because there actually there is a contrast as well as similarity. Because if you see the whole conversation, we are actually learning from Pingala. Who is actually accepting them as the guru? The 24 gurus of whom? Avadhut Brahmana. So Avadhut Brahmana is actually accepting this prostitute, Pingala, as his guru. So that is actually similarity between this and the Billamangal Thakur, because Billamangal Thakur is also accepting, even his prayers is written, he is accepting her, Chintamani, your name is? Chintamani as his spiritual master. But in case of Billamangal Thakur, he was a great devotee in his previous life. He was Leela Shukla? Yeah. So he was a great devotee in his previous life, and he won a very high transcendental platform, but due to some reason he fell down. And in this life, when he approached Chintamani, the Lord, or the previous Guru, I don't know who, the Guru Tattva, whoever spoke through the mouth of Chintamani. So there is a link actually, yeah. So in case of, yeah, they said either Guru, if we say Chakudan Diloye Janme Janme Prabhu se, Guru, either Guru or even Guru's representative can save us. You know, in one lifetime, you know, we are not completing. It can be Guru who is coming again and picking, or it can be Guru's representative also. So Guru can act through, it's not just Guru has to personally come, but Guru can act through other people as well. Yeah. Chaitya Guru, exactly. Chaitya Guru is another possibility. Yeah, Chaitya Guru. Yeah, because the next, yeah, in the next, yeah, exactly. Because in the next verse, she's actually pointing to the Chaitya Guru, is pointing to Paramatma. Paramatma. Because it's written in the Santam Samipe Ramanam. Samipe, it's very near. That Supreme Lord is actually very near to me. Now, Santam Samipe. So, she's actually referring to the Chaitya Guru, referring to the Super Soul. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.